it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app.
I actually want to talk about squeaky shoes, so I do have something to talk about.
What do you mean?
Well, squeaky shoes.
Who's got squeaky shoes?
Well, he has the article. If you could bring it back, that would be
great.
Yeah,
what is it?
It's squeaky shoes. There's a class action lawsuit against squeaky shoes. I'll read it.
Why are they squeaky? Are they squeaky on purpose?
No, that's not.
Do they have like a little?
It's not little kid shoes.
Oh.
You know, I know they make little kid shoes that squeak. Just stand by. Listen. All right, so it's a class action lawsuit. It's been filed against the running shoe brand of Cloud Tech. They're Cloud Tech cushioned shoes. Users say their shoes make a loud, embarrassing, and difficult to stop squeaking sound with every single step. It says the squeak is caused by the rubber pods in the Cloud Tech design rubbing together when walking. The shoes cost $180 and they squeak.
No kidding.
Yeah. I thought we were going to have the audio of the squeak, but we don't yet. But
the
anyway,
squeak.
Of the actual squeak. Yeah, listen.
Yeah, that'd be annoying.
Listen to this a little bit.
Oh, you got something?
I guess, yeah, right. Ready?
What do you got?
Here we go. Here's the shoes. Wouldn't that be annoying?
No, wait a minute. That's not the sneaker rubbing against the floor.
Yeah.
It's the actual sneaker squeaking.
It's the actual sneaker squeaking.
How do you not pick that up out of the factory?
Exactly. And the other thing is, like, the CEO, you know, he has to have a pair, right? And he's like, dude, these are obnoxious. Right?
You would think.
Yeah. They said the label is defective and against normal wear and tear and blah, blah, blah. They're saying this is absolutely, it's annoying. Dogs bark and they howl.
No kidding.
When you run. Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
Every step you take.
You know, I can't imagine you running like a marathon in those things.
Right?
That'd drive you nuts. And the people around you. They'd get away from you for sure.
But here's the thing. I don't get how, I mean, I'm being honest. You have one job. It's to make tennis shoes. You didn't test these?
Seriously. How do you not detect a squeak?
I thought they put them on those like robot feet. You know what I'm talking
about?
When you come out with a new brand of sneakers, you put them on robot feet and you know, see how long they last. So you know that, you know, if these shoes are going to last a year, 2 years, whatever. And you would pick up the squeak there in the factory.
I mean, I get how, you know, we find out later that there's a recall because something catches on fire. It's because so many people are now using this product and, you know, it went bad or whatever and it catches on fire. But a squeaky shoe!
I wish I had a pair. I'd like to sue them.
God.
I've always wanted to be a part of a lawsuit.
$180.
For those sneakers?
For those sneakers.
You know, what's the most you've ever paid for a pair of sneakers? Sneakers are expensive, right? Now, I've got a new pair of Skechers on right now. Look. You see my Skechers?
Oh, those are nice. Slip-ons. They're slip-ons.
Yeah. $39, ma'am.
Nice.
$39.
Yep.
Now, what's the most you've ever paid for a pair of sneakers?
$1,500.
Woo! What?
Well, they have red bottoms on. They're Louboutins.
Well, mine's got black bottoms. Big deal.
Well,
nobody sees the
mine
bottom.
Mine are cute. They look like little baseballs.
You paid $1,500 for a pair of sneakers?
But they're super cute. They're white and they have red stitching like they're little baseballs.
Are you crazy?
No, they're super cute. Everybody says those are super cute. They go like that. Oh my God, they're super cute.
$1,500?
But they're super cute.
My wife paid, I think $275 for those what are they called, those Nokas or
yeah, something.
Is it called Noka or something
yeah,
like
it
that?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because my kid has
$300, and I threw a fit over that, so I can't even imagine $1,500 for red shoes.
No, red bottom.
Red bottom.
Red bottom shoes. But
does that make
red
a difference?
Bottom. Yes.
Softer or something.
But
I'm just asking.
Listen, they're white and they have red stitching across them like they're baseballs. It's like I have little baseballs on my feet. They're so cute.
Oh, 15. Folks, do the math. That's $750 a shoe.
Yeah, but I mean, think about all those shoes that came out. Remember when Golden Goose were okay. like a rage?
Nothing's worse than that because I bought some for Bree's birthday and I didn't know what they were. And I show up to the store and they literally look like they've been in the trash for a year.
The Golden Goose.
And they were $600.
Yeah. I feel like that trend is already gone.
I don't know. Goose. I don't even know.
It's kind of like torn jeans.
Well, torn jeans are still okay.
Yeah. No. I'm saying it's kind of like that. Yeah. They look very worn. They look beaten up. And you pay for that.
You pay for $600. Right?
And they're so uncomfortable. They're so uncomfortable.
Like, Jamie's a dubby, but you're a bigger dubby.
You have to be flat-footed to even enjoy those.
Yeah, because they have no arch at all.
Those are awful. Yep. Those are awful. Anyway. Squeaky shoes. I brought something to the table today.
All right. Well, we're done. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.